as South Shore's Morning News rolls on, I'm Rob Hackelow along with Beth Foster, and it's time now to check in with our tech guy. You know who that is. It's David Snell over at AxSmart IT in Wareham. Morning, David.
Good morning, Rob. Morning, Beth.
How are you, David?
Okay.
All right, here we are. Another topic. Microsoft blinks and takes a step back concerning Windows 10. All right, fill us in here, David, because you've told us about these kind of step backs before, right?
Yes, we have. We've talked about them before. And we did expect something like this to happen with the Windows 10 demise coming up in October and trying to force millions and millions of people to move to Windows 11. So Microsoft finally realized their folly. Maybe this is all part of their plan anyway.
Yeah.
So they've given us consumers some options to stay on Windows 10 for another year.
Okay.
So what was the original deadline? Just kind of fill us in. Take us through here. We were supposed to switch by when?
October 14th, Windows 10 was supposed to be gone. Mm-hmm. No more security updates. It doesn't mean your computer will stop working.
Okay.
It just means that you'll be less secure.
Yeah.
So October 14th, but... And by moving to Windows 11, you'll be able to continue to get all of your updates, your security updates. So you'd be, according to Microsoft, you'd be well protected.
Okay, so now they're going to change it, right?
Well, now they're going to, because there are so many millions and millions of PCs still running Windows 10, and even though Windows 11 is picking up some velocity. It runs on 52% of all the Windows PCs now, where it was just 44% last year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's picking up in its velocity. People were nervous about this October 14th thing. But now we're going to have an option and a couple of actually three options to stay on Windows 10 for at least one more year.
Oh,
more
we year. Like free options.
Yeah, that
we
is
do.
A good. Yeah. So what are these three options, David, that you can explain to us?
Yeah, I can. So let's talk about first, though. Microsoft, when they want you to pay for these coverage, you're essentially paying Microsoft to fix their vulnerabilities in their own software.
Oh, boy.
So it's not like something you really want to do. But the new options will be this. If you use Windows Backup to sync your settings to the cloud, which your PC settings, so that they're saved in your Microsoft account, you'll have free updates for the year. Or you can redeem 1,000 Microsoft reward points. Now, I don't have any Microsoft reward points because I don't do the things that they want you to do to earn Microsoft reward points. For instance,
I mean, you can't trade those in for a coffee or donut.
Right? So. Exactly.
Right. Yeah. They want you to use Bing Search. They want you to play Xbox.
Oh.
And they want you to use Microsoft Edge as your default browser. None of those things do I care to do.
Yeah, I haven't heard the name Bing in years. I didn't even think it was still a search browser. Bing.
I think that's what they're trying to do is get you to get there. So
make themselves relevant again.
So the last one is going to be pay $30 for 1 year of extended security updates.
Here we go.
Okay. So these are the options then. And you have, again, the thing is, of course, the computer wouldn't stop working. But again, it would be potentially vulnerable. But now you'll have a year, right?
Exactly. So what happens is after the Windows 10 demise on October 14th, as new vulnerabilities are found by hackers and cyber criminals, Microsoft will not be fixing those for people who don't do one of these three. I take one of these three options.
Okay, so the worst that can happen if somebody ignores everything and just keeps trucking along on their Windows 10 is that they'll have their identity stolen and maybe their whole computer compromised.
That's probably the worst.
That,
exactly.
Any other worst case scenarios beyond that? I mean, that's pretty bad.
Yeah.
I don't think it's gonna burn your computer down, but no. I think that's the most is gonna happen.
Okay. So you choose an option, then follow through the steps, and there'll be like a way to guide people through this.
Yeah, actually, it's gonna be coming out end of this month, I believe, there will be an update that installs an enrollment wizard on your PC.
Mm-hmm.
And the wizard is going to just pop up and say, okay, it's time. What do you want to do?
I know that we're all moving to like subscription services, but it's just, it annoys me. And I feel like everybody's kind of getting burnt out on it. Like, become a subscriber and pay this per year. And then, like, shouldn't buying the Windows computer be enough to like have that safety guaranteed? And then I'm thinking back to the day where they'd send CDs out for their latest software. And so what would they do for updates? They sent out like an update CD, right? In the mail. That's what they would do.
Yep.
I miss those days.
Think of the expense that was to them. Now they get it just by now sending it via email. They're sending it via just an automatic update.
Yeah,
it's not costing them what it used to cost.
No.
Right.
So you could make it free.
But we still didn't pay back then when it cost them.
No, I know.
Now it's like it's volleyed onto us.
Yeah, it costs us less, but you're going to have to pay more.
Yeah.
So I suppose that's the thing. As I talked about, yes, everybody would love to be able to run your credit card once a month for something. And we all know that. I mean, I'm guilty of it, too, for certain programs and things. But, you know, sometimes you feel like you're in a box. I mean, you're kind of pushed to the edge. You got no choice in some of it.
Right.
If you want to do certain business things. So,
and then also, doesn't that mean that a company, let's say they have 100 computers, so they have to pay like $30 per computer times 100 to be able to have...
Yep.
Okay, see, that's a lot of money.
I think that's why we had
that. It is a lot of money.
Yeah, well, that's why they told me down in that engineering room they had that Windows XP machine that was running for a while, and they said they love Windows XP because it just kept working. But eventually, some of the software, David, they'll say, hey, you know, this is not going to run on your computer anymore, so, you know, you guys got to get up with it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, one more thing I wanted to mention, and I hate to be the person that throws this out there for you to think about, but so... I'm a new one. Anything that says options are free, I usually think about it real hard to say, well, how can it be free?
Okay, that's true.
And their first option, Microsoft's first option, is to use Windows Backup to sync your settings to the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
What benefit is that to Microsoft?
They have all your data, and then they can charge you for more cloud space when you need it.
They're not saying that, but what benefit is there to give you something for nothing?
They got everything on you.
Right.
Yeah,
and then also, like, you're always going to need more and more space. I mean, I know Apple has that within me. They're like, hey, your cloud is full. You got to pay 50 cents.
More space, more space. Well, a lot of good things to think about. The good news, though, at least you'll have a little bit more with that deadline. So that's always good if you love pushing off deadlines. So Microsoft, the latest steps concerning Windows 10. David, people can read about it in your blog, right?
Absolutely. Go to AxSmartIT.com and click on my blog link.
Thank you, David. AxSmartIT.com, AxSmartIT.com. David is with us every week at this time on WATD. David, have a great week.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye, David.
Ooh, there he goes.